Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and as we had learned the Sugya Libe Darashi, now we'll see that Tosfos had a different mahalach in the whole Sugya. The Gemara brought a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, im hoya kodesh bar mum yotza lechulen, בצורך לאסש לאידומם, אמר רבי יוחנן יוצא לחולן דבר תורה, בצורך לאסש לאידומם מדבריהם. ריש לקיש אמר, אף צורך לאסש לאידומם מן התורה. And the Gemara says it is speaking about Nazir of Bittul Mekach. So now, let us see Tosfos. Leman da oma tzorech lasis loidomim midevreim. If you hold tzorech lasis loidomim midevreim, and that means einay no la hegdish, there's no din bitl mekach by hegdish. I'd say that was according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, there's no din bitl mekach by hegdish. Is yotza lechulen hakil, that means, that meikar adin, hegdish shove mona shechila la shove prute b'chulon. So yotza l'chulen hakoil, that means minat teire, it was nishalal already, even though the behemoth that he was machalal on was not worth the value of the behemoth's balmum. Avol midarabonon tzorech l'shalem lehegdish einosay. Midarabonon, you have to pay the einon. Uleman di oma tzorech lasis loy domim debar teire. But now, according to the other man, the oma that holds min hateire, you have to be mashlem the domim. So Tosfos says, the yesh lehegdish bitl mecca. So Tosfos learns that the svar of Reish Lakish is that there's a din bitl mecca, min ha-teire. So now Tosfos is a tremendous problem. Tosfos is a problem if the reason you have to pay min ha-teire is because there's a din bitl mecca, so why is it yotza l'chul? That's the problem that Tosfos addresses. Rashi avoided this problem. Rashi says, Reish Lakish also holds that Hegdish Shavu Monah Shechilu LaShavu Prutem B'Chulul and the Dvar Torah is Al Tzadin HaVerkechot. Rashi went with a whole different mahalach. But Tosfos, as we had mentioned yesterday, this Erkecho is a new Drasha that Rashi was Mechadish. Tosfos did not want to learn like this, so the only way Tosfos understood that it should be Chayiv Lasish Leidomim Minatoire is because there's a din of Bitl Mekach by Hegdish. So now if there's a din Bitl Mekach by Hegdish, why is it Yotza Lechul? This is a tremendous problem. And this problem Tosfos is going to address. Leman da oma tzorech lasis leidomin dvar teire. Di yesh lehegdish bitl mekach. Yotza lechulin kineget hamoish shenosan. Vasha yischalo bidomim sheyishalem. So Tosfos makes a very interesting pshoret. That means if I have a behemoth hegdish that was worth $100, and I mechalal it on a behemoth chulin that's worth $10. So I said, it's a bitl mekach, so nothing should be chalal. So I said, no. $10 of the behemoth hegdish became the chalal. I said, zeh mechulal al zeh. So $10 of the behemoth hegdish is nischal. Fine. And now, you have a behemoth that's 10% of it is chulin, 90% of it is hegdish, and then the one who paid the rest of the money will be coming gansen nischal. So we have a very interesting concept over here. That means that when there's a shir of a bittel mekach, we say whatever could be chal is chal, and you want, and when you add more, more will be chal. Now, by the din of bittel mekach, all the time, there's no such thing. By din of bittel mekach, I sell something that was worth $100 for $10, and there was a bittel mekach, that's no mekach, nothing, only this chal. It's not that chal a little, and you have to be moisev the rest, nothing is chal. Every bittel mekach means that's a bittel mekach. The ma'anek b'chayza, the misanek b'chayza, nothing is chal. That's a tach bittel mekach. And over here we see a psamod nezach. It works out bittel mekach. That means the whole thing is in the chal because takein eino lehegdish, but it's a bittel mekach. So the whole thing is in the chal, but whatever value the second behemoth had is creates a partial chilul, and then so it's a partial yotze lechulin this chalik how much this behemoth is worth, and yechayim leshalim in it, you don't even mechal the rest of the behemoth, you have to pay the rest. That is pshat over here, and Tosis is going to address why this is different than all bittel mekachs. That's the problem. But Tosis is going to address. Ukamash malon. The loy amrini, kiven sheyesh lahegdish bittel mekach, yibotel apidyon. So the pidyon should be bottle. The loy yetze lechulin klal kemoy behedyon. By hedyon, if there's a concept of bittel mekach, da mekach bottle. So Tosis says no. There's a difference between the bittel mekach of Hegdish and the bittel mekach of Hedyet. Vahayna taimoy. So now Tosis is going to give two reasons. Mishum de behedyet hama'ane choyzer. Let's say Reuven sold Shimon something that's worth $10 for $100. Fine. So Reuven is the ma'ane. And then Shimon is the misaneh. So the din is by bittel mekach, both can be choizer. Both are choizer. Now why is the ma'aneh choizer? Why is the ma'aneh choizer? I mean, he fooled Yenna. Why should he be choizer? Mishum she'eine roitze lahachzer ha'ino. That means when he sold something for $10 that's worth $10 for $100, he wanted to make a big profit. That's what he wanted to do. Not allowed to. But let's talk about what he wanted to do. He wanted to make a big profit. Now, if you're gonna tell him, you know, the mekach is chal, and you have to pay him now $90. You have to pay him back $90. Shame, to sell him my thing, which is worth $10 for $10, I wasn't interested in selling it for $10. I was interested in selling it for $100. You're going to tell me I have to pay him now $90, so that means I should sell my thing for $10, that's worth $10. I wasn't interested in selling it. I was interested to make a big bargain. You're telling me it's not chal? Good. But don't tell me I should have to pay. There was no gemiris das mitzad de ma'ane that it should be sold for the true value. I wanted to make a big bargain over here. I wanted to get a lot of money easily. You're telling me I can't do it? Fine, so let's forget about the deal. I'm not masking on, there was no gemiris das mitzad de ma'ane that he's selling his thing that's worth $10 for $10. I'm not interested in selling it for $10. So there's no gemiris das. We'll see soon why Hegdish is there. Va'afilu, now Tosfos says, afilu ima mis'ane poitroi milahachzer. Now Tosfos says this, a Tosfos before that says, not like this, but Tosfos says like this, afilu, there's a din, a bittel mekach, I had yet, afilu the mis'ane comes over, and tells the man that, listen, you don't have to pay me the $90. So you don't have to pay me, finish, you wanted to make $100.
So
So lechayres, if you tell me the whole reason, there's a bit of mecca, because the ma'ane didn't want to sell a $10 item for $10. No, here he's selling a $10 item for $100. So lechayres, so mitzidai, he should be tzefrinu. So it should be a good mecca. Mikom makim shneim chayzer. The din is both can be chayzer. Why? Kiven shahmisana hoye yochel lovi lidei hefsid, im lo yargish viyarzer bechdei sheyire. Sheyare. That means like this, the person who was fooled. Right now, when there was a mekach, Reuven sold Shimon something that's worth $10 for $100. Fine, he sold it. Now, this Shimon, there's a din if he'll show it to someone and then he'll tell him, hey, were you ripped off so he can go and be mevatel the mekach. But what'll be if he won't show it to anyone? So he'll have a shaklach hefsid. He paid $100 for a $10 item. So there's a non-sadi, the misane is never maskim for such a mekach, even though there's a possibility he can get his money back. But that is a possibility to lose his money. So there's a non-sadi that a mishane, in the case of a bitl mecca, he never was maskim for such a mecca. He never was maskim for such a mecca, and let us say over the lotion of the yellow sashacha, the tam bitl mecca b'yesem ishtus, the kivin shaham mishane yochel lovi lidei hefsit. This is a mekach that he can come to a terrible hefset. L'chein b'shas ha-mechire. Im hoyo yoideya shenis'ane kol kach harbe. If he would have known that he just bought a $10 item for $100, lo yoye maskim liknois. He wouldn't be maskim. I mean, so memele, is af im hoyeloy efshoros besoych kedei sheyare lekabel efseidei vaynosay. Afilu, that he has an opportunity, we're telling him like this, no, you were ripped off, but you know, if you're going to show it to some, you'll be able to get your money back. He still would be masking to the whole thing. Ma loy letzor azois, that means he's entering a thing, he overpaid, there's a possibility he might get his money back. There's a possibility he won't get his money back. So there's a nansa, he doesn't want all this. There's a nansa. The lama loy lahachnis atzmoy lesofik sheyavsit harbe. Vavavadai tois bikni. So that means there's a nansa. He's ignorant. He didn't know that he was ripped off. He thought it's worth $100. If he would have known it's worth $10, he never would have bought it. So there's no gemiras das on this mecca. Chazal mabkishat atzicha. No normal person would be masking to give $100, even though there's a possibility you might get it back for an item that's worth $10. So memele, the mecca isn't chal. Why isn't the mecca chal? Because that is an ansadi. The misane is zicha not masking to the mecca if he would know what's happening. He told him it's worth $100. He was a lemela, so he bought it. But there's an ansadi zicha not masking. So by hedyet, since there is a possibility he can lose the money, he's not masking to the whole deal. So mel, so the mecca wasn't chal. So later we find out that there was a bitl mecca, so the mecca wasn't chal. So both can be chayzer, the manik can be chayzer. The Mesane can be, there wasn't a Mecca. There's an Ansadi, there was no Gemiras Das to make such a Mecca. So therefore, the din is by Yesa Mishtus, there never was a Mecca. That's by Hedyet. But over here, Avul Hegdish. If you went over to Hegdish, and you were Mechalo, a behemoth that's worth $100 and a behemoth that's worth $10. Hegdish is nothing what to worry about. There will be no loss by Hegdish. Aval Hegdish, ha-mesana in yochel lovil de hefset. Kshayeda ha-mechalel she'ino hegdish. When the mechalel was going to find out that he was ma'ana hegdish, so memela, so let's see what's going to happen. Lo yuchel lohones, he was ma'ana hegdish. He can't, we're not speaking about a person who wanted to be ma'ana hegdish, we're speaking about he thought it was shabbat b'shabbat. If he, when he's gonna know that he was ma'ana hegdish, lo yuchel lohones, had she yosef al domov kedei shavi. He can't have any anor from it. That means if he wants to use this ba'im, he'll have to be ma'isef. He can't have charote from the soul Isaac. Tafilu mischayim lehegdish betois. Afilu a person is mischayim lehegdish betois is under the assumption kedemrinu biyashnoichlam loyte shay meyata miros lagoy kemisiros lehegdish. The Gemara says a ma'isef, someone found a pearl. So memela, so they wanted to know, it was a problem. He wasn't bucky in jewelry. He didn't know what the real value was. So they told him, listen, don't go to the melech. The melech also had an interest in pearls. He needed it for his crowns and everything. Don't go to the melech. The melech doesn't give you a cheap price for it. So the melech, he won't find out the right price. Go to the gizbo. The gizbo, they also were interested in pearls for the choshen. But don't go to the gizbo. But don't tell him that, would you take this for $5,000? The minute you say you'll take it for $5,000, so if it's worth $10,000, you have to give it for $5,000. The minute you're gonna say, you're gonna offer a price, you wanna take it for $5,000, so Mamela, it's finished. The Hegdish will get it for $5,000. You don't say a word. You ask the gizbo, Rabbeinu Gizba, how much money is this worth? You'll hear what he has to say. Then you'll know the true price. But don't say what you're going to give it for and then think of a number, because could be you don't know the true price, the true value. So Memela, there's a problem. That's over there. Koshkein Khan. In our case over here, she is chayv lohisif alfa pisheto. This person it is speaking about, when he was machalo, the balmum on his behemoth, he was a tmimistika person. He had no intent to be ma'ana hegdish. He was under the impression that the behemoth of hegdish is worth as much as this behemoth. That was his intent. So Memela, he said, this should be for this. This should, the behemoth hegdish should be nischalal on this. Now he had no intent to be ma'ana hegdish. He thought it was shava b'shava. Now we find out it's not shava b'shava. The koshken kan she is chayev lohisev avo pisheto. For yisova she is chalu b'kach kol hegdish. He was under the impression that it's worth the same thing. Lo yitzdarich lohisev. He thought he's making a good chiluk. Ki mikol mokim nisratza l'shove b'shove v'lo niskaven mistome l'anis hegdish. He was miskaven to be machal l'shove b'shove. So mele, he said, ze tachaze. So what did he mean? He meant to be machal l'shove b'shove under the assumption that this is shove b'shove. So in his words, ze v'chulo l'al ze is an obligation that I'm going to pay for it. I mean, when you say something to Hegdish, he didn't want to be ma'ana Hegdish. He thought this was worth how much it's worth. He thought it was worth, the behemoth Hegdish is worth 100,000. He thought this is also worth 100,000. Now Maisa comes out, this is worth 10,000. He made a mistake. Fine, he made a mistake. But since he said, his intent was zikha to be mechalul et shove b'shove. So that means an obligation meets CD to give $100 to Hegdish. So Hegdish is nothing what to worry about. By Hegdish, the minute a person is mechalul Hegdish and he has an emissary intent, he doesn't want to be ma'an, we're not speaking about he wanted to be ma'an Hegdish. Al kaponim according to this, or kim to zichinat, so memele, so Hegdish is batuach. Hegdish didn't get the money, he has to pay the money. He can't use it now. Only a chelik is, So here there is no reason that even though there's a bitl mecca, that nothing should be chal. The only reason Taisus is magdil, the only reason there is a din bitl mecca, if he's overcharged, that is only because it's an ansadi, the misane zicha wasn't maskim to make this deal, because malu tzora zois, he might lose the money. But here, hegdish is batuach, they're going to get the money. So whatever is chal, zem v'chulal al zem. So me'mele, if I'm gewaldik, so this is worth $10. So $10 will be mechula. You can have to pay the $90. You can't use it, you'll have to pay me. So why shouldn't I be masking to the chilul? So that's why by Hegdish it is unique. By even though I hold there's a bitl mekach, the bitl mekach only makes that the whole thing is not nischal. Even though ain't no la Hegdish, So if it would be 190, I would say, ain't no legdish, the whole thing is nischala. But the minute it comes to the proportions of bitl mecca, so now there's a din, the whole thing won't be nischala for $10. So then the din is, so whatever is chala, schala, the rest of you have to pay. There's no reason for hegdish not to be maskim to this. So mamela, that's exactly what happened. But now the Gemara had a problem. Rabbi Yoina said that Rabbi Yochanan holds by Hegdish. This is in the Bitl Mekach. So how could you be Mechuyim mid Rabbana? That's the Gemara's kasha. Bitl Mekach Yeshla. Zaktoises lo yochel et haretz maybe Rabbi Yoina meant that mid Rabbana this is in Bitl Mekach. The bitul mekach yesh la mid rabbono. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Tim Kain, if that is the case, ma'ike bein eino de hegdish la bitul mekach. Rabbi Yochanan said, eino ein lahem, bitul mekach yesh lahem. The bino namitzoch lo yisef domi mid rabbono. Al-fidino eino yesh lahem, ein lahem, that's min ha-toyr, it's no din eino, but mid rabbono you have to give. How do you know mid rabboni you have to keep? Because mid apart, the Gemara asked, Iboi no, if it's speaking about a shirai no, boho leime reshlokish tvar toire, that tvar toire mechu you have to give by a shirai no, ain't I no la hegdish. Avala rabbi yechen dama mid evreim, also lay shaka. So weiss to is mid rabboni, and even though ain't I no la hegdish, mid rabboni you have to pay. Leonam yoma yad hegdish ala yoyna, filo bay no. Ba'oid, I bitul mekach de koma rabbiyoyne mit evreyem, im kein et tarech loyma, de laman di oma ein lehem bitul mekach, hain afilu mit de rabona, ein tzorech lashlam domim. And behed yikton, it says in the Mishnah, tzorech lashes lay domim. Lel also we learned yad hegdish al ayoyne. So al kochoch, you can't say that the machloikes is if mit de rabona, and is it in bitul mekach. Umar sovar afilu lechatchila. So now, we had here a Gemara. The Gemara said, and Rashi had a very interesting shot in this Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say, everyone holds like Shmuel. Sai Rabbi Reichenen, Sai Resh Lokish, he holds like Shmuel that it's mischalo. No, the Shaila is, if Shmuel's only Shechilaloi, well, chatchile, you have to give the whole shavius. And that is, Rabbi Yochanan, and the other, and Resh Lakish holds, afilu lechatchile. So, Rashi had a whole mahalach in this Gemara. Rashi said the lechatchile, you have to give, is, that the lechatchila lo, you have to give al tzaposik of erkech, or Rashi again went into the Indian sugi of erkech. Taisus did not want to go into the sugi of erkech. So Taisus learned the Gemara kipshutai. You learned the Gemara kipshutai, it seems like this. That everyone holds like Shmuel. That shava mone shechilo al shava pute mechulo. But you have it, it's mechulo. And but there's a woman the yama holds that's b'di'evet, but lechatchile you have to give the whole value. That's minatayra for some reason. And then the other man, the other holds, afil, you don't have to give. So lachatchil, you can be mechalul ashava mona ashava puta. That's the iver in the Gemara. Taima, like Taisvis, how can you say such a thing? The beperik amagdish sadeu oima ki oma shmuel shechil aloi b'diabet chatchil miyama. So the lashon of Shmuel seems only b'diabet. How can one man the yama holds? Then if you chatchil ki me mechalul ashava mona ashava puta. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. O beperik kame de Sanhedrin oma. The Beshumas Hegdish Beinon Tes Vikoyim. The Gemara says, when you shump something for Hegdish, you don't go with a Gizbar alone. You have nine Evinim, and you have also a Koyim, one and then a plus a Koyim. You have to have you have to have 10 people of Bekiyim to shut up how much it's worth. Number one. And number two, so that means when the Gizbar wants to sell something of Hegdish, the Belika buys, so before he puts up for sale, you take 10 Mevinim, 9 Shamoim and Akoyim, one of them has to be Akoyim, and they put a price tag, how much it's worth. Then we're ready to speak business. Number one. And number two, the Gemara says, "Loilam habaylim koydmin shemesif and chaymish." Must have something else. If you have two people are coming to be paid the hegdish. One is the baylim who is magdishit, and the other one is another person. So there's a link demon. The baylim, we will let the baylim be paid it. Why? Because the baylim is meisav chaymish. So we see from the Gemara that there's dinim. That we are chas on Hegdish. It has to first of all be when we make the shuma, it's a real good shuma number one. And if Hegdish can make more money, make sure that it's nifted from the Bailim. And all of a sudden, Agamara says that he holds like shmu, shava money, shachilo, shava puta, machul, nachilo, lechatchilo, shame shemayim. I mean, this is mamish. Against the all these sugyas, chila is b'diyeved and melchat chila. You see what you need. So what's that nagamar? The amosin acharevet shveshleim edachi perushi. So Taisvis says a new pshat in shechila le'ein. Shveshleim edachi perushi shechila le'ein. Sheniskaven lechala le'ein poches midomo. Shadovah za'osa la'asais, but it's done. Ve'im tzorech la'hashlim elamid ha'rabot. That means, if b'dieved a person went, and he was machalul, ashav emonal, ashav apute, he wanted to do this, and somehow, the gizbar was maskim, so it's finished, it's alighted, it's done. Aval l'chatchile, Sha'osa dobo shemuta could be, this is a nisa deraisa, but if he did it, it's done. Avalachatchila, sha'osa dobo shemuta means, sha'osa dobo shemuta, shniskavun lachalla yishova bishova bito, v'nimsa shehegde shova yaisa, yashlem minatoire. So now Taisu says like this. Taisu says as follows. If a person comes and he's machalul hegdish shava mona and shava put. Let's say before it came to the gizbar, he was magdish something. It's by him. Magdish is a reizu. He was magdish something, a reizu hegdish. And it's hegdish. Now he goes and it's machalul the hegdish. This hegdish should be machul on the shava put. What is the din? The din is, he was over an isa. It could be this is an isa de reizu. But it's machul.
Shmuel,
that's what Shmuel said. Hegdish of Emone, Shechila Shabbat, Mechul. It's done. He did an Aveire, but it's done. It's Mechul. Now, but what is if a person comes to Hegdish and he says, he had a Kolben, the Kolben was by him, now became a Balmum. Now he wants to be Mechalul. Wants to be Mechalul, this Balmum and another baby. He wants to use this baby. Wants to be Mechalul. Now this, we're talking about Alechatchilat Diki Yid. That means Alechatchilat means not Alechatchilat. He's Alechatchilat, he wants to do the right thing. Yes, the Rav, what do you do? You do Shavu B'Shavach. I mean, that's what an Elach Yid does. See what's Elach HaTchila D'Ki. He said, Zeh Tachazeh. And he was under the impression that it's Taka worth. This is 100. It's also worth 100. He was under the impression he made a proper chil. Then later, he found out that, no, this is not worth it. His Behemah, the is not worth it. It's not worth 100, it's worth 10, whatever it is. Now, did this person have an intent to be Ma'ana Hegdish? No, he was an Elach Yid. He made a mistake. So this din of Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Shava Mona, Shechila La Shava Pute Mechulu, means if a person wants to be Mechalal Hegdish, Shalai B'Shavi, it's done. It's over. But Brennan Gannon fathers, but it's done. Did this person want to do such a thing? No, he wanted to be Mechalo, Shavu B'Shavu. Now, let us just think one thing. He said, Zeh Mechulol Al Zeh. Now, what did he mean? He meant Shavu B'Shavu. And he was under the impression that this is Shavu B'Shavu. Fine. So since he was under the impression this is Shavu B'Shavu, so that was his Ischaibis. So Memele, if it's not worth 10, he has to give another 90. So Ischaib, if he wants to be Lechatchila D'Kiyit, and he had no intent to be Ma'an Hegdish, he has to give another 90 Minatay. The other man, the Yama, holds, he wanted to be Lechatchila D'Kiyit, but let's hear the words he said. He said, Zeh, he said, that means, I'm under the impression that it's worth the same. But I'm not giving more than this Zeh. The words are that he said, Zeh Tachazeh, Zeh Cholol Al Zeh. I said, it should be Mechulol on this. I was under the impression that this is worth the same thing. And I was masking to be Mechalal B'Shavya. But what'll be if it's not worth the same thing? My obligation was only Zeh Mechulol Al Zeh. I wanted to be good, but my goodness is as much as this is worth. More than this is worth, I didn't obligate myself. So Memele, so he lemaise, and if that's taki true, you have to know how to teach the words. How to teach the words. Zeh mechulol al zeh. Do we say he means to be mechalo shove b'shove? He wants to be a lechatchila d'kiyin. So memele, so if he wants to be mechalo shove, and this is not the full shavis, so it means there's an obligation from him to pay the full shavis. Because that is what his intent was. The other man, so memele is chayiv, the other man, the Yoma, says no. He wanted to be a lechatchila d'kiyit. How much? If this is worth the same thing. I'm asking him to give this. I don't want to cheat Chagdish. I'm asking him to give this. Because I think that this is worth the same. But, if for some reason I'm making a mistake, and this is not, I didn't obligate myself more. So Memele, so he holds, there's only a chiyuv mid rabbonim. Because in his maisa chilul, there was no commitment to give more than the zeh. He made a chilul with a chayfetz. And the chayfetz had its shavius. That is what his obligation was. That was his commitment. More than that, there wasn't. So memele, so therefore, minatayr is not machuyif to give more. Because in the words that he said, since he's handling, that means he was under the impression this is worth more. But the commitment was zetachazeh. More than zetachazeh, zechololazeh. More than that, he didn't commit himself. So memele minatayr is not machuyif to give more. I mean, the rabban is machuyif to give more. We're up to now Nun Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says, "Ribis the Hekdish Heichidomi." What's the case of Ribis the Hekdish Heichidomi? Ilayim the Oisvei Gizbar Meya BeMeya BeEsrim. The Gizbar had money in the account. He had 100 zuz in the account, and he lent someone for Meya BeEsrim 120. We say Ribis Hekdish is Mutter. We have Amir. Yeah. So, but for the gizbar to take hegdishtike money and lend it to someone else, that's a mila. You're taking away from hegdish. That means like this. The gizbar can only take moish al hegdish to be mechalal it on something else. That hegdish, this money is nitvas, the kedusha is going on it, and hegdish is getting a chayfet that's worth $100. That's how Hegdish works. But if the gizbar took $100, he was under the impression, I'm gonna get back $120. This is also worthwhile for Hegdish. But Bishas, when he lent him the money, it wasn't nischalal on anything. So that's called Mila Behegdish. So you, even though next month your Hegdish got $120, and that was the svar of the Gizbar held this is a proper chilul, because for Kelt, this is a revach for Hegdish. But since it wasn't nischalu right away, so we consider he took Moishel Hegdish, was Moishel Lechulun. So Memele, so he's Moal HaGizbar, the Gizbar was Moil Behegdish, the money became Mois Chulun, and there's no heter of ribis, because this was, Lemaise came out that it's not Mois Shal Hagdish. It's Mois Shal Chulun that was learned for ribis. Let us see Rashi. Is it Rashi? The Oizef Shehilva Lehedjit, Valaymor Shahitzi Mois Hagdish Lechulun, Valayhichnis Tachtayim Lehagdish Klum. He took money of Hegdish, and he did not bring right away something in place of this. V'shaygiku etzla, he's a shaygik, kasavo shemuta mishum scha Hegdish. He had no intention of taking away from Hegdish. He thought, like out, he's investing Hegdish to get money with a good deal. He's gonna get 120. But now by doing this, now this 100 zuz belongs to him, shall gizbar. Now he was moil, and he pays his mechuyif to hegdish keren b'chaymish. So memele, so that can be a case of the ribis is muta by hegdish, because in such a case, it's not hegdish, it's chulundika money, and then, so there's no heter of ribis for hegdish. V'kivin shemol agizbo, back to the gemara, yotzum oisim lechulim, v'havalu dehedjit. Oma rav ishaya hoche b'mayaskina, kegain shekibol olov l'sapek slosois me'alba. That the giz, this is Rashi's pshat, this is all the mamshat. A person went to a nachtein, and he told him he should give him, this nachtein was a miller, he used to make flour. And he told the nachtein, I want you to give me 4 saw for 1 seller. A whole year, for the menaches, 4 saw a seller, which was not a bad price. Lamai said, fine. In the middle of the year, flour went up. Now the going price is 3 saw for a seller. But they made up, the upmach was for a whole year to give me 4 saw for a seller. So lemaise, it comes out, we'll see in a minute, alumnus, it comes out, this is a ribis darabona. That means I gave you money, now he's paying back, he gave him money for a whole year, for a four sower, for a seller. But lemaise, since the price of flour went up, so he's paying more than what he got. He got 12 sloim, and he's paying, if the price went up to 3 sows, then he's still paying 4 sows. So he got 12 sloim, and he's paying the value of 15 sloim. So it's a ribis terabona. And that is the case. The hogmai skin again, she give over the sapik sloses me arba, 4 sows for a seller, bomdo me sholish, get the sanya me kabal all of the sapik sloses me arba, bomdo me sholish, Misapek me arba, by Hegdish, Shalosh v'omdo me arba, what if the upmach wasn't given 3 sows, and then flour became cheaper? Misapek me arba, shiat Hegdish alo yoyna. So let us just see Rashi. So Rashi, hoche baiskin, haidik toni ribis legdish lam baharvokoi, elo behedjit shekibel mois minalishke, minagizbo. We're talking about a hedyet, a miller, that got money from the lishke. Lesapek sloseis kol hashone, lemenoche shel tzibo. He's going to give soilis for a whole year for the menoches. Abo soim besela. Behukru veomdu misholish soim besela. Now flour became more expensive. The ilu hedyet, osa lifseik al peiris ache yetzi hashar. Now let us just give just understand a little bit what's happening over here. The din is like this. The din is in Hilchis Ribis. The din is if there is a market, I can go, there's a market now, you can buy 4 so for a seller. Now, I go over to Yankel. I tell Yankel, I'm gonna give you a whole year 4 sower for a seller. Give me 12 sloim. Now, let's think what could have happened, what really happened. That means, so theoretically, he said, there's a market I can get 4 sower for a seller. He gave me 12 sloim. I could go right now to the market, buy, for 12 months. I can buy now flour for 12 months. No problem. There's no ribbis, nothing. I could do this. Lemaise, what did I do? I had no interest of going out to buy the flour. I needed the 12 sloim now. I use the 12 sloim. Later, when I'm going to pay it back, I'm going to pay back with ribbis. Lemaise, I'm going to pay because the flour got more expensive. But that's not called ribbis, since in Yesod there was a market then. Yotza Hashar, there was a market you could buy then, it's flour for 4 sow for a seller. So it's considered like, I have the flour now, I'm selling him the flour. What I do later with the flour is not my geshef. There was a mekech and memke. I sold him the flour, because since I could buy it, it's just like I have it and I sold it then. That's the din by Yotza Hashar. Lo yotza hasha. What if I don't have flour and there's no market now. So you can't say that he bought already the flour like I have the flour. You can't buy flour yet. Then the din is, if it's going to get more expensive, that's called ribis. That's a ribis tarabona. That's mekar memka. He's giving money, I'm giving a chayfet. That's mekar. That's also midarabon. So here, so that's the case over here. We're talking about the Gizbo gave him money. It was Loyotza Hashar. So this is really a ribis darabona. And by Hegdish, this is Muta. Now just let's leave off with the kasha. There's a terrible problem over here, which Tosis addresses. The same kasha we had before, Mol HaGizbo, because it wasn't Chalan anything. So here you have the same problem. Why is it called Hegdish? That means when the Gizbo gave him 12 sloim, it wasn't chalan anything. Because it was I didn't have flour, there's nothing. So why is it called Hegdish? Just like when the Gemara said when he lent him 100 for 120. It's not called that Hegdish land. It's called, that's a Meila, because he took Hegdish's money and he gave it to someone else, and there was nothing that was Chal in the Mokim, the Kedusha of the money. See, it's also the same thing. So what did we accomplish with this case? That's the problem. Yes, Hashem, next week we'll speak about it.